The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Can you dip Oreo cookies in coffee?
Absolutely.
Would that work well?
Oh, works great. I'm doing it right now.
National Oreo Cookie Day. I'm gonna have an Oreo cookie today. And maybe you just, because you've given up Oreo cookies or any kind of sweets for Lent, save it for St. Joseph's Day coming up later this month.
That.
All right. As we typically do, we get out our calendars. We start filling in some important things to remember. If I don't write it down, Patrick, I don't remember it. Especially if I'm going to the grocery store. But if it's an important appointment, it's got to be in my little calendar.
I'm the same way.
And then I have to get those notifications, too, to remind me. speaking of notification, if you have the Hail Mary Media app, you can set that up for all kinds of notifications.
Oh, a lifesaver.
Right?
You know me. All my Angelus prayers, I'll get alerts for that. Stations of the Cross on Friday, now I'm getting alerts for that. The updates for the Made for Heaven, I'm getting alerts for that. So, yeah, lots of thank goodness for the Hail Mary Media app. I get prayer at least three or four a day.
Yeah, that's nice. So we're going to run through the month of March. We're going to be talking about some big feast days. There's a lot going on this month, especially during this last week of March. So we don't want to get there too fast. But today you said you're going to tell us a little bit about St. Frido?
Fridolin. St. Fridolin came from Ireland, but he went into the Germanic areas and preached there. Interesting. So this, because we're also celebrating St. Colette today, and she's kind of the dominant saint, but I was reading about Fridolin. He had X-ray vision.
What?
So every time you will see him kind of represented in artwork, you'll see a skeleton. And that's because he could see through things. Yeah. So they say that after a earthquake or something, he was able to spot where the bodies were. And that's how he had X-ray vision. So I thought that was kind of unique. But also, he was challenged. He had been given some land and built several churches there. And his brother challenged that he didn't receive the land. So the fellow who gave him the land was deceased. He evidently raised him up to tell his brother, yes, I gave him the land. His brother was so frightened, he gave him his land.
His land, too.
So, St. Fridolin,
said, and don't wake me again. I'm busy in heaven.
What's interesting is to see all the, I went online and looked at the artwork. If you look at St. Fridolin, there's a skeleton, and like every time you see him, there's a skeleton smiling next to him.
So that's fascinating.
Very unusual.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm going to look that image up for sure. Well, before we get too far into the rest of the month, I do want to look back for just a moment. We didn't get an opportunity yesterday to just revisit the YCP retreat at Mount Angel that happened on Saturday. But Eric, you were there.
That's right, Brenda. I was.
Along with 200 of your closest friends and young Catholic professionals. It was quite a gathering.
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely wild. There were so many people there. I don't think I've ever seen the Damien Center that full for all of the events that I've been there for. I volunteered to help out and do some volunteer work with them, so to kind of lighten the load on the event organizers. And they did an incredible job. Oh, my goodness. Pat, you would have loved it. We had barbecue for lunch. Oh, it was delicious. I don't remember where we got the catering from, but it was really good.
Oh, so, I love it.
So I'm standing out there at like 7 in the morning helping to direct parking, and it's snowing. It is like the snow is coming down. You know, it's cold. I dressed so that I wouldn't get all wet and everything, but it didn't dress warm enough. So I was a little chilly. But thankfully, the weather stopped just in time for us to do the Eucharistic procession with Archbishop Sample. It was incredible because we go into the church and it's still, you know, snowing, raining kind of stuff outside. And then we get to the point where it's now time for the Eucharistic procession. We do it sunny. You couldn't have even told that it was snowing less than like half an hour ago.
Wow.
And so it's sunning. And because the hilltop is up at the kind of and surrounded by valley, you get a lot of high wind up there, which is kind of interesting. So it was like bitter cold wind, but we didn't have any snow or anything falling out of the sky when we did the procession. We go back inside and it starts snowing again, like almost right away. for midday prayer with the monks and then mass right afterwards. So it was
providential.
It truly was. Archbishop Sample's talk, really good. And it was just a really great event. So if you're a young Catholic professional, I highly recommend that you go to these retreats that they put on. I went to the Advent one as well. That one was incredible, too.
And it was wonderful to listen to Archbishop Sample talk about how this was the largest single-day gathering of YCP in the United States, right here in Western Oregon.
That amazes me.
That's fantastic.
I mean, they have chapters coast to coast.
Yeah. What a great, great group of people. So on to the second cup. Now, we have got to get some dates on the calendar
for sure. Big feast day tomorrow.
Big feast day. Perpetua and Felicity.
Yeah.
This is a great story of these two people.
We hear their names at Mass every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
One of the few women that are named in the Eucharistic prayer. So I think that is wonderful.
Early martyrs, right.
Yeah. They martyr together.
Yeah.
That is the 7th. Of course, we've been talking on Saturday night. Actually, it'd be Sunday morning, very early, 2 a.m., spring ahead. Otherwise, you will be really, really early for Mass. Or will you be really late for Mass? See, that always confuses me. Nonetheless,
you just won't be on time.
You will not be on time at all. On Sunday, the 17th, we don't need to have a dispensation to eat well and celebrate Saint Patrick. He falls on the 5th Sunday of Lent, Saint Patrick's Day on the 17th, the day that everybody is Irish.
Especially the Irish.
Especially the Irish, like you, Patrick O'Ryan. And then, of course, we talked today about the celebration of St. Joseph. That is the 19th. While in past practices, it was a holy day of obligation. It is not, but it is a solemnity, which what makes that like the highest level of feast days that we can honor a saint with. I think there are solemnities for Mary. And, of course, this is the main solemnity of St. Joseph. All right. And then talking about celebrating up on the hilltop, I hear those monks, they get real rowdy around the 21st of March.
I wonder why.
Why would that be? They'll all be down at the brewery. They'll be out in the gardens there. It is the Feast of St. Benedict.
Yes, it is.
That would be a wonderful opportunity to spend there at the Abbey. But again, that's not the solemnity, unless, I don't know, there might be some special dispensations if perhaps you're a Benedictine.
For the monks, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And funny enough, Abbot Jeremy always refers to that span of time. So St. Patrick's Day, the Feast of St. Joseph, and then St. Benedict as, and I quote, the week that kicks Lent in the head, because it's such big event, and it always falls during Lent. And so, funny enough, the monks at Mount Angel also celebrate the interment of Saint Benedict, and that's why they have the Saint Benedict festival in the summertime. Otherwise, you would have to celebrate it on that day there. So they get a special dispensation because he's the founder of their religious order.
I love it. Well, talking about, you know, getting Lent, that kick in Lent, boy, that is just the week before the celebration of Holy Week. And of course, as we move through this month on the Morning Blend, we're going to talk a whole lot more, but Palm Sunday drops in on the 24th this month, and that means that ushers in Holy Week, and then Holy Thursday on the 28th, that begins that unique little special liturgical season known as the Triduum, those 3 days, and then the celebration of Easter on the 31st of March. This month, it will be Easter.
Beautiful.
Let's get ready for it.
So, what a month.
It's a big month for sure. And so hopefully a little Oreo cookie and a second cup.